Okay, today's daf starts the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar Demila, as it's called. Rabbi Elazar starts a couple of prakim, and that's why each one of them has a name. And Rabbi Elazar started parak Oreg, and that's why we call it in the 13th parak, we call it parak Oreg, even though it's Rabbi Elazar Omer HaOreg, because you have to differentiate. This is Rabbi Elazar Demila, all about the halachas of Bris Mila, based on the last line of the Mishnah in the previous parak, Kuf Chav Chazam Abeis, the Mishnah said that called Tzarchei Mila Osin B'Shabbos. So here we get into the Tzarchei Mila that are done on Shabbos. So the Mishnah quotes a Machlokas Tanoim whether only the Maisa Mila can be done on Shabbos and must be done on Shabbos if it is a Mila Bismana, or even the Machshirei Mila, the preparatory stages of Bris Mila, can be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that even the Machshirei Mila are Docher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Hevi Klima Erev Shabbos, Mevio B'Shabbos Megula. One can bring it on Shabbos Megula, even bringing the Kli, which is Machshirei Mila. Okay, that detail is discussed in the Gemara. V'yonam Rabbi Elazar, Kartzim Eitzim Lasus Bechamin. Also, Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to cut wood in order to make coals, in order to get the knife and the blade ready for doing Bris Mila. Even though Lachor, you could have done that before Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Machshir Mila or Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Kalor Amri Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Kol Malacha She'ef Shalasosa Me'er of Shabbos, Eina Docha Ez HaShabbos. If you could have done it before Shabbos, then it's not Docha Shabbos. V'she'ef Shalasosa Me'er of Shabbos, Docha Ez HaShabbos. Only if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos, so then it is not, then it is Docha Shabbos. So that's the Machlokes Tanah. To the Rishonim here, have a big discussion within the Shita that we don't paskin like, within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, but we learn a lot of important yesodos from this discussion. As Tosfos, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Mishnah says that you can bring the knife to the baby to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. V'im Tomar, as Tosfos, V'aviyu, V'atinok, Yitzol Kli. Why do you bring the knife to the baby? Wouldn't it be halachically better to bring the baby to the knife? Dahashta leka iser Shabbos klal de chaynosi as atzmo, because there wouldn't be any iser daraisa of Shabbos. We know, we learned earlier that a live person carries itself literally chaynosi as atzmo, and therefore that is only an iser derabanan. Right, we had that machlokas earlier, and there was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand chaynosi as atzmo. Is that because it's not dumya de mishkan, or is it because, where was that? On Sadi Dalet and Aleph, is it not dumi de mishkan? That's what Tosfos says, or Rashi says that the person takes part in carrying himself because a person is lighter when they are alive, and when they're sleeping they're heavier, because sleep is a little bit one percentage, 1/60th of death. In any case, Tosfos says, why don't you carry the baby to the knife? Isn't that less of an isser? And we always try to do the less of an isser, right? Do the derabanan instead of the daraisa. So if you look in the Chachmei Svarad, if you look in the Rashba, if you look in the Ritva, the Ramban, it's wrong. This is one answer to the question. You don't say Chaynosi Es Atzmo when it comes to babies, because a baby cannot walk himself. The baby is what's halachically called kafus, as if he's tied down, and therefore that principle would not apply to the baby, says the Rashba. Yesh lomar that filu kodem mila havik kafus the tino katan kol kach eino nosi es atzmo. Right, so that is one way to reject Tosfos. But Tosfos themselves have two other answers. Tosfos says v'yesh lomar the katan tsarach leima hu, the baby needs the mother la'achar milin, right after. Let's say you would bring the baby to the knife. So then what would you have to do? Right after the meal, you have to bring the baby back to the mother, because the mother has to nurse the baby, the mother has to calm the baby. And after that, then for sure, the baby is sick, and it's considered as if he's tied down, and therefore you wouldn't apply the principle. The mother can't come, so you're going to have to bring the baby back, which would be a daraisa anyway. Tosfos says, so what are you saying? Do a Darabanan versus a Daraisa now. Tosfos says, the question was, do a Darabanan instead of a Daraisa, but you're going to have to do a Daraisa in 5 minutes from now. So what good would it, what difference would it make? And therefore better just to do the Daraisa now, and then you won't have to do another Malacha afterwards. That is Tosfos. The Rashba and the other Rishonim, but I'll read it from the Rashba, the other Chachmei Sfarad say, I don't understand that answer. What difference does it make that in 10 minutes from now, you're going to have to do a malacha daraisa? Right now, you have a choice to do a malacha daraisa or a malacha darabanan. What do? You do a darabanan. The fact that you're going to do a daraisa in 5 minutes from now, that's not my issue. Says the Rashba, d'mikol makom, achshav eino kafus, lama nachal olav achshav. Why should you be mechal on them? Yavi tino keitzeli zemel, bring the baby. To keep in the hashtami aleka elishvus, right now it's durabanan. Maybe afterwards there'll be a midwife. Maybe something else will happen, but either way, you focus on the right now. So that is a machlokas Rashi, machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba. How do you look at, when you look at certain halachic actions, do you look at them in a narrow sense right now? What are you doing, the Raisa Durabana, or do you take a longer, long-term view? This is a topic that we've had separate shiurim on in general, but just to maybe make it lishitaso between the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad and the other Rishonim, right? This is something that comes up in a couple of days from now. The Ishtapich Chamime Sugya. The Ishtapich Chamime Sugya. What's that case? Remember the Mishnah on Daf Kuflam Adalar Beis? The Mishnah says that based on medical science of the times, in the days of the Talmud, one had to wash the baby after the bris milah in warm water. And if not, it was pikuach nefesh. So whenever there was a bris milah on Shabbos, you used to warm up water before Shabbos, have it ready, and then wash the baby on Shabbos. The question is, what happens if the water spilled out before you did the bris milah? Ishtabe chamime. If the water spilled out after the bris milah, the baby is ready, b'sakanas nefashos, and you have to warm up the water. But what if you didn't do the bris milah yet, but now you don't have any water? Are you allowed to do bris milah, or do you have to do bris milah, knowing that right after the milah, you're going to have to do the malacha, bishul, in order to warm up the water? So that is not mafurish in the Gemara there. That's the machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. The Baal Amar and the Ramban. The Baal Amar says, don't do the bris. Don't do the bris. Only bris milah is docha Shabbos, but other malachas are not. And therefore, in this case, where you could foresee that you're going to have to do the malacha of bishul afterwards, better not to do the bris, push the bris off until the next day, until Sunday. Avalim, says the Baal Amar, on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph and the Daf Yarif. Avalim nishbechu kodem mila, hamila nitches, the ein Shabbos nitches. Beraila davri, quotes the Gemara, Ervin ishtapech chamime. That is the Baal Amar. Baal Amar is similar to Tosfos, right? You look at the long-term view because you know that you're going to have to do a malacha in the future, so you don't do it now. You're not going to even do the bris milah now. And the Ramban and the Ran and others say no to the Ramban. I'll read it from the Ran. The Ran here quotes the Ramban, Shoy lemimal, and he borrows a lashon from a totally different context in halacha. The Gemara says, Ein lehekdesh elashaita, elsewhere. But here the Ramban says, Ein lemitzvah elashaita. Vein dochenes amilo, vebnation, it's tarach acharkach, litchos is a Shabbos. To baser hachi bikoch nefeshu, to dachilei, velo machshire mila. And therefore, do the mila now. You have that mitzvah. Afterwards, you're going to have to go and warm up water. Okay, then it'll be bikoch nefesh, and you'll be able to do it. So that is a machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba right here in the first day of Tosfos. V'od. But now let's go to the second day of V'od. Yishlomar says Tosfos. Back to Tosfos. Kuflamid. Kivan de yoser bakal. Yavi hakli. Misha yavi atinok. Since it's easier to bring the knife and to bring the baby. Bring the baby, you're going to have to bring the diaper bag, you're going to have to bring the stroller, you're going to have to bring a lot of things. It's easier just to bring the knife. Because it's easier to bring the knife than bringing the baby, Shoyer Belazer, Rabbi Elazar, matters that. Included in Machshirei Mila aren't only preparatory stages, but whatever's easier to make it faster. Kedei lamayir ha-mitzvah, kedei mucha b'gemara, whatever's faster, whatever you can do the mitzvah, there's rizos. To Amar, he quotes the Gemara, pa'machas shachu v'lo heviu yizom me'erev Shabbos, one time they forgot to bring the knife, v'heviu b'shabbos shalom b'rtzono, sheviu derech hatziris gagels v'karpifos, they brought it through the roofs and the yards, v'yichon lo havi derech v'shaz arabim. Alma d'shroi rebe lozer derech v'shaz arabim, d'havi d'araisa kedei lamayir ha-mitzvah. And he got upset because they could have gone it through the street. They could have lessened it to go through the alleyways and done a drabanan. Yeah, but it would have been faster if you would have gone straight. So you see already from there that Rabbi Elazar would allow you to do a darmaisa if it would be quicker. The language of the Tosfos Harash here, when he quotes this idea on Amud Beis, on Kuflam Amud Beis, is that we know that a mitzvah that yef shalakayim lasos ayidei acher, then you have to do. You have to do. And let's say, Asi Dochalos Asi applies in a mitzvah that you can't do any other way. Says the Tosfos Harash, if it's going to be delayed, it's considered a mitzvah that EF sharp. Lasos b'derech acher. To mishum chibuv mitzvah, shoy Reb Elazar l'haviyo derech hakatzar, kedei lomayir ha-mitzvah, v'chashiv lei ki'ilu e'efshar, kivan de yoser bekal nasa derech hakatzar, v'iko chibuv mitzvah. That's the Tosfos Harash. The Divrei Yecheskel points out, in Hidr mitzvah, That's according to what we paskin. This was all within Rabbi Lazar. But we paskin hider mitzvah. Right? We know hider, what the principle of hider mitzvah, the tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin, as it's discussed later on, that's also doche Shabbos, even though it's hider mitzvah, and you yose the mitzvah without it. But once you're doing the mitzvah, you do it in the most beautiful way. That's hider mitzvah according to the Rabbanan, paralleling the easiest way to do it according to Rabbi Lazar. But there is another idea suggested by the Chachmei Sfarad, which Tosfos doesn't have. And that was the other Rishon, the Ramban, the Rashba, say that once it's mutter, again, why are you allowed to bring the knife? Once it's mutter, so then you're allowed to even do the preparatory stages, is considered one long Maisa Mila, says the Ramban. V'yesh omrim da'afilu efshel lahadure shelo l'chalas ha'shabes b'ha'ava zu lo madrinon. Don't worry about it. Alma lo madrinon klal shelo l'chalas ha'shabes. Kiva dam rachmana machshiri mila afilu b'shabes. Once they say machshiri mila is even b'shabes, so you could do it. Period. Aval b'shabes v'mila hova nitna shabes l'tchos eitz hol mila gufa nitna l'tchos afet machshiri mila v'in machzirin aleinem efshar b'inyin acher. Kiva shemalacha zu l'tzorach mila o machshireha hinasis tekule maisa Kamila Arichtahu. The whole Maisa is considered a Mila Arichta. That is the language of the Ramban. That's the language of the Rashba also. And just to emphasize again, the Shita L'Ran here says, V'af Agav Dela'el, to contrast this, even though we learned earlier about Pikuach Nefesh, that the end of the previous parak, to call Hecha De'efshel L'Shenuye Mishaninan, wherever you could do something a little bit differently, and shinui, it's better. Shiny bikoach nefesh, delo chutra shabbos litchos etzlo. Hecha de efshar below chilol. Hilkach lo mechalilinan. What we would call dechuya. Pikuach nefesh is dechuya etzl shabbos. So you always try to minimize the isurim that you are going to do in any way. And that's why the Rambam says in Hilchos Mila, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says clearly in the second parak, that Shabbos is dechuya. Let's get the lashon. Perek beis halacha aleph. Dechuya he Shabbos eitz leisakana safashas kishar kala mitzvahs. Like all other mitzvahs. Deficha chola sheish po sakana. Osim lo kalsracha b'Shabbos lapi rifu uman shal osom makom. V'chulu, and it continues. But you try to do the best you can and limit the Yisurim. Dechuya. But says the Shita L'Ran here, aval gabe mila de nitna Shabbos lidchos etzla afilu efshar. Below chilul, v'lo mahadrina b'milo la'asosa b'smolo, o l'shanos ba, you don't make him do it with the left hand, or to be do a shinu, mishun d'lo chashivi, mila d'chia l'shabes. It's not called d'chia, eller heter gamor etzlo. Sha Torah hitira b'feir, shlomo b'shabes. The Torah says, dubers mila shabes. That's part of the definition of things that happen. Hu adin machshir, l'r b'lezer, t'lo didei machshir, mila k'milahem, v'chulu. So the Achronim explain, Rabbal Chanan and the Kovet Sa'aris and Simid Yud Ches says, this gufa is the machlokas, whether brismila is hutra or dechuya eitzel Shabbos. When brismila is done on Shabbos, is that there is ki'ilu is being done on weekday? That's called hutra. Or no, it's not ki'ilu, it's dechuya, but you're allowed to do it. Right, that is the chilik, that's, where is it? Right here, in Yurches Zayin in the Kovet Sa'aris. B'mila b'Shabbos hutra mishabachi tzorach lasos b'Shabbos kamosho osin b'chol v'kivin d'shabachol tzorach gam kein lasos gam ha'hidur hachanami b'Shabbos given the hutra b'Shabbos heisol mila. That's what the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad say. But Tosfos does not give this answer because Tosfos must hold the chuya and therefore he has to give other answers. The Nitziv in the Merom Sada here wonders just, so what about mila b'tzaras? That's clearly dechuya. Right, if you look in the Gemaras later on in our parak, because there says the Netziv, if there's any other possible solution, then you're going to call it Dechuya. Mila on Shabbos you have to do. There's no other solution. Right, the Torah says you do Bris Mila on day 8, and Mila on Shabbos, there's no other way out. Mila b'tzaras, it could be that the baby will be healed. Right, maybe the baby will have a refuah, and won't need to have this cut off. And therefore, the fact that there's another solution shows that it is Dechuya. Shows that it is dechuya. That's the language of the nitziv. To bechol makom shebal karchach yitzarach lavar, where there's no choice, kamo mila b'shabes v'chein avoda b'shabes hutra lagamrei avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Aval mila b'tzaras v'chein b'pikuach nefesh b'shabes de efshar sheyisrapei v'lo yitzarach litchos klal lachein kesher shoy eino ela Dechia. That is the Nitziv here in the Merome Sada. There are two other nafkaminas, just to mention, regarding Hutra and Dechuya. So there is a discussion of the Machlokas Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber writes in Yaradeya, the end of Simon Reis Sanachvav, when doing a bris milah on Shabbos, the last halacha in Hilchas Milah, Yesh li Zoher, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shelo yamulu shnei molem milah achas b'Shabbos. You shouldn't split the milah into two when it's done on Shabbos, one doing the milah and one doing the priya, the pulling back the skin. No, the one who does the milah should also do the priya. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So why would that be? Let's wait. Says the Ramah, I don't know what the Raya is. Why would it be limited? The Adarabba, says the Ramah, nearly the Shari. I think it's mutter to have two people do bris milah. After all, Tamila Dach Yishabas Kamo, Avodah B'Mikshash. Just like Avodah the Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos. Shekama Kohanim Hayu Ovdim Umechalalim Shabbos. Demeacher de Shabbos Nitan Litchos Harehu Kachol Lachol Davar. Vechei Matzasi B'Sefer Atshuma Yashan Kasev B'Klaf Shekasev B'Sovech LaShabbos Behedya Deshari. Amnam Matzasi B'Kovitz Sheish Lesar Vakei Tov Lachra Lachachila Avali Shemidina Nirali Kamosha Kasavti. I think it's Mutter, but Machlokas Mechaber Neramah about splitting the Mila on Shabbos. Says the Vilna Gaon. Says the Vilna Gaon at first, he says, how could the Ramah bring a raya from Avoda? Isn't Avoda Hutra? Avoda always has to be done on Shabbos, so obviously that's Hutra. So the Ramah must hold, right, that's the Bira Gra right here. L'char in raya, da Avodas b'Shabbos, Hutra, k'mo shakasa b'yuma, mashaykin mila, d'mashma d'dechuyahi. U'pikoach nevesh v'adai d'chuyi, k'mo shakasa b'Rambam. But obviously, what must the Ramah hold then? Ramah must hold that mila is Hutra b'Shabbos. Milah Hutra b'Shabbos, while the Shulchan Aruch would say Dechuya. Right, so that could be another Nafkamina, Hutra and Dechuya. Halacha Lamaisa, Nafkamina, Hutra and Dechuya. Rav Soloveitchik, here in the Harei Kedem, he quotes a different idea. A different idea to explain the Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. First of all, because he quotes, if you look in the continuation, the Gra, after asking on the Ramah, he says, right, he says, how could you bring a raya from Avoda? But then he quotes, like the Ramah, to support the Ramah, that you're allowed to do Mila B'Shnayim, because he brings a raya from Ketziras HaOmer. The Ketziras HaOmer can be done on Shabbos with a few different men. I see, you see, that it can be, Malach on Shabbos can be done with a number of people. So, Rav Soloveitchik first says, I don't think there's a raya from there too. I think there's a big difference between Mila and Ketziras HaOmer. Mila, the Etzem Maisa Mila, is Docha Shabbos. And therefore, kol mashu umashu shal mitzvas mila docha Shabbos. Masha enkein, ketziras haomer docha Shabbos. Ketziras haomer is a heksher. So it could be that until you do the whole heksher, you've done nothing. And that's why it would be different. Umeata, deba machshirin hasvara nosenes derak alasias kol a heksher, yesh toras machshirin litchos as a Shabbos. But there's a machlokas, and I made the machlokas of whether you could do it or different people, ketzira. Aval ein kol mixas umixas heksher docha Shabbos. He would answer, but not Mila, that would be okay. Okay, so he quotes discussions about how you would deal with that riot. But then I wanted to mention that he thinks there's a totally different way that you can explain the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Is the focus of what's the reason that Mila is Docha? The Mechayev. Has to do with the yisod dechia of Mila b'Shabbos. What's doche? Is it the mitzvah of the father to mal his son? Is that the doche? Ukemochen and the moel being the shliach? Or the doche is the mitzvah on the son to have Mila done to him? If it's the latter, it doesn't matter how many. Right, the mitzvah is to get the milah done. V'hinei im adochiu mitzvah ha-gavra, if it's on the father. So then, maybe if you split it up, so then neither of them have the mitzvah b'shleimus, and therefore it's a problem. Right, and therefore also lo bul b'shabbos. But if the mitzvah is all focused on the son, it shouldn't make a difference. Then he brings a raya that l'chora must be focused on the son. Because let's say there is no father. Then Bezdin does it. Bezdin on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So that's because they shouldn't have Arelim. So Lechara, Mila Docha Shabbos says must be because of the son himself, the Chefza Shal Mila Bahaben, who Adocha Shabbos. Okay, that's one. There is another Nafgamina, though, suggested about Hutra and Dechuya. The Gemara later on, Dafkuf Lamed Hey, later in the Perek, has a Pasuk to exclude Suffik Mila. Top line, below Suffik Docha Shabbos. Suffik is Adocha Shabbos. The Tosu says, Nirali Dasmachta Bialmahu. You don't need a Pasuk for that. Really, it's Bisvara, you wouldn't do Milan Shabbos, a Suffik Milan Shabbos. So you don't really need the Pasuk. In that case, it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. But if you look in the Ran says, no, you need the Pasuk to exclude Sveikas. So again, it could be Lishitasso, the Primosha in Mila, in Simen Chav, says maybe Lishitasso. According to Tosfos, it's Dechuya. So if it's Dechuya, obviously, it's limited. You're not going to need a Pasuk to exclude Suffik. Mashaking the Ran follows the Ramban, that it's Hutra, and once it's Hutra, so then maybe you need a Pasuk to exclude Sveikas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Our discussion of Mila B'Shabbos.